As I was reflecting on this day, Divine Mercy Sunday, and these readings that we just heard, what kept rushing into my mind was my family. I'm not talking about my biological family, I'm talking about the family of God. It was an immediate impulse for each of these amazing people to look around and see what somebody needs. People have been caring for those who are in their homes. You know, they're especially vulnerable to this virus, checking on each other, delivering goodies when needed. My secretary's birthday was yesterday, and she got, you know, flooded with flowers that were sent to her to show their love and appreciation. I happen to mention on social media that I ran out of coffee and I think I'm just going to give it up. And I was serious, you know, I was thinking, yeah, I could probably take it or leave it. I ended up with 6 bags of coffee at my doorstep, 6 different deliveries. I had run out of sanitizers, those wipes, for my confessional because, you know, people are coming into the front foyer of my house. They're kneeling before my office door that I have a screen in it. And it's all safe. But, you know, we put a can of those wipes next to the kneeler so that after they leave, they just wipe everything down before they leave. I ran out. I happen to mention that on social media. I have 8 cans right now. I mean, people are just amazing. But, you know, what gets in our spirit, isn't it, is this this sense of community or family. You know, I think the battle that we're in right now is that for some, and I think it's a majority, unfortunately, that treat Catholicism, our faith, as an organization. And so, you know, then with an organization, it's like, you know, how much are you going to pay me? You know, is the organization, you know, meeting my needs? And I heard somebody say that it's not so much an organization as it is an organism, and we're cells of that organism. Okay, and so we're bound together, and together we're making a difference in the world. I love this account in the first reading about, first of all, it said they devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles and the communal life, this organism, right? Taking care of each other, looking out for needs, to the breaking of the bread and to the prayers. And here it is. Awe came over everyone. Awe. Would go down later and said they ate their meals with exultation and sincerity of heart, praising God and enjoying the favor with all the people. That's it. You know, those first Christians, they say, just flourished, grew by leaps and bounds immediately. Why? Because people like those Christians. They realized they found something and they wanted what they found. And how was that evident in them? The joy, you know, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We've been talking about this a lot, but the fruit is the evidence, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the generosity, self-control. It's extravagant in someone who is what? Awe came over them. You see, that's the place that we need to get. And that's what we're striving for. Don't we want the mercy of God? Yes. But don't we want the mercy of God for our neighbor? They're not going to open, you know, a crack of the door and let the ray of God's mercy enter in, right? If first they don't believe. They don't believe. I don't want mercy. I don't need mercy, right? I don't need mercy. You know, I can pretty much do whatever I want because, you know, if there's a God, he's, you know, he's cool with what I do, you know, blah, blah, blah. No. And then there's the other person that's like, I'm not worthy. We've been focusing on Mary Magdalene all through Holy Week and this octave of Easter. We are worthy. Jesus wanted to make sure we understood that when he chose Mary Magdalene, whom he had driven out 7 devils from. We are worthy of that mercy. And then that scene with Thomas, right? I'll not believe until I seized scientific evidence, right? Go ahead, Thomas. Here's your scientific evidence. Put your hand, finger in my hand, hand on my side. You know, go prove your theory, right? But then just Jesus said, you believe because you saw, but blessed. Don't we want to be blessed? Don't we want to be blessed? Blessed are those who have not seen yet believe. Don't we want to see like the face of Jesus in the host? Or have it start bleeding for our eyes? But instead, we understand what Jesus is doing here. He's giving us body, blood, soul, and divinity in the form of bread and wine. Why? So that we can reach, so that we can believe even though we're not seeing. Believe that we're ingesting body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. But how do we get to that place? This gets back to my mantra. We have got to worship as if we believe that. Again, we're mere mortals. We need help with that belief. Churches should look like heaven, not gymnasiums or auditoriums. The priest, the servers should offer it as if God is the highest person to ever honor. Again, I always point to the military honor guard, right? Because they're making a statement. This fallen soldier is a hero. He is to be honored. And so the military honor guard doesn't put on t-shirt, shorts, and flip-flops and crumble up the flag and throw it at the family of the deceased. The same is true. Do we believe this? And the people, right? They were praising God and enjoying favor with all the people. You know, for t-shirt, shorts, flip-flops, come up and grab our potato chip. And then go and say, okay, church, what are you going to do for me? Calls to mind famous John F. Kennedy. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Ask not what the organization can do for you. Be like these beautiful people in my parish family here. Do you need anything? Let me get that for you. I can bring that to you. Happy birthday, Mary Lou. And so on, right? And enjoying favor with all the people. T-shirt, short, flip-flops, potato chip. I guess they don't care. I guess they really don't believe. I guess to them, they're just part of an organization that does socializing. So why would I want to be a part of that? There is 100,000 different organizations I can choose from. You see, Divine Mercy Sunday, these amazing readings that call us to awe and wonder and doing all that we can to be attractive as a people of God, to demonstrate that we found something. And that doesn't make us superior to you. That's not what the, you know, and again, that's the most repugnant thing. Oh, well, we worship this way and you don't, and whatever. It's repugnant. It repels people. No. We're throwing ourselves at the feet of Jesus. We're doing our best to offer the most honorable mass that we can possibly do, because it's God. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. We go out with our love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control, exaggerated. And enjoying favor with all the people. You see, that's what evangelization is. Well, he said, I don't want to stick a book in under somebody's nose and say, here, and I'll hold your head down until you're done reading this. They want to know that it's real. They want to know you found something. They want to see that it's attractive, not repugnant. They want to see that it's attractive. So, how you are, I want to be. Oh, we worship this way and you don't. Yuck. Can't get away from that fast enough. But how about the peace that we have? The joy that we can't wait to share. The concern for the needs of each other. They shared everything in common, it said. I see that at my own parish. You know, what I have is yours if you need it. That's what it means. It's a family. And it's attractive. It's attractive. So yes, open the door, just even if it's a little crack. Let the ray of God's mercy enter in. The white ray that cleanses us, purifies us. The red ray that fills us with his divine life. Let God in. Let him change you. And then let him have you change the world. Amen.